Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Jesse Schramm is with us. You know her as Dr. Hannah Asher, of course, on the ninth season of Chicago Med on NBC. It's on every Wednesday. What time's it on?
Yeah, 7, 8 Central.
7, 8 Central. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited to talk to you because not only do I love the show, but also you are from Chicago, from the Chicago area, right?
Yes, I am.
And we have one of our favorite guests that we have on this program is also from Chicago, Jake Johnson. And we just had him on a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, man. And, you know, there's something about when you live in Chicago, you just love that city. And I got the opportunity when I was doing a morning show, I got to do afternoons for a month in the WGN studios there on Michigan Avenue. And
Was that in the clock tower?
It was right there on the street level where they had that was the great thing. They had a studio window right there looking over Michigan Avenue, and they had a microphone that hung outside of the window. And I asked the program director, I said, can I use that microphone? And he goes, yeah. So I would interview people just as they're walking along. And it was so amazing because that's such a legendary radio station.
So cool.
Yeah, that was.
Oh my God. That's really cool.
That was a big part of my life. And you being from Chicago, I can finally ask you, who's got the best pizza?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Here, I have this thing. I grew up on Luminati's, can never debunk Lou's.
right, exactly. Oh my gosh.
You gotta go to Bud's if you want some deep dish, and then I love the Parlor. I love Parlor pizza.
Oh yeah. Well, Luminati's, I mean, you better take an hour or two, you know, to go over there because their pies are crazy. So how's it going on the show?
It's going amazing. Season 9, we've got a lot of fresh energy coming in terms of, like, we've got new characters. The writing is really interesting, especially because we have 13 episodes this season instead of 23. So I think it's been a quick plan, but a different plan. And it's just there is a lot going on. I feel like we're still going hardcore in the medical. We still have really, really interesting storylines. For myself, I play a gynecologist, so I always have, I always get to advocate a lot for women's storylines, and that's really special for me.
That's cool.
But also this season, we are interacting so much more with all the characters, and there's way more personal involved in terms of platonic friendships, family storylines, as well as a ton of romance, which, you know, Chicago Med for a season or two didn't have as much of that going on, and We're giving the people what they want.
You got to have some romance. We're talking to Jesse Schramm here in the National Defense, plays Dr. Hannah Asher. Boy, your character has been through a lot. And you have been in some situations and scenes that are, really pretty heavy, right?
Yeah. When I first came on as Dr. Hannah Asher, so I always tell people I'm a heroin-addicted gynecologist that is now in recovery.
Right.
When I first came on, we were seeing her at the peak of her addiction while, you know, being an addict while still being able to perform her functions in her job. And through that, getting involved in relationships, causing some havoc in the hospital. And it gets to a point where she needs to go away for a while to go to rehab because she relapsed. And now she came back and we got to deal with the stigma that it happens when you are somebody that's in recovery and really just proving that you are not just your addiction. And that was really, really interesting. And within the hospital, being a female amongst the male community, you know, it's a different dynamic. So somebody that's really fighting for respect and proving not just to herself, but everyone else that she could make it. And now in season 9, we're seeing Hannah in a different position of being somebody that, you know, once you're an addict, you are always an addict, but seeing somebody that's on the other side of this and is starting to explore who she is and, you know, possible relationships or who she has in her life. And we get to see her smile a lot more and be in a position where she's got it under a version of control. Because there really is no such thing ever as control within that, but she's she's working her steps and working her life. And we now get to see Hannah as opposed to just the addict. And I think that the show has done like an amazing job with that. And I feel really blessed to be given the opportunity to learn so much more about that world, including the hospital, but mainly about the world of addiction and how many people are affected by it personally, whether it be themselves or someone that they know or that they've just heard of from afar. And I think getting to play a character that gets to be themselves walking through the steps can be really profound. And for me, it has, and I know different people in my life as well. So
that's pretty cool.
Hannah's through a lot, but she's thriving, not just surviving, which is really cool. And we don't always get to see with these kind of characters.
Yeah. And you know, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And so you talk about addiction and you talk about things like PTSD and those kind of things. I think that's why our audience responds so well to your show and to your character, because you do need those kind of, you know, models in your life, right?
Yeah, very much so. And I think that, you know, I've definitely been affected in my own life with some things that have happened with PTSD, or we have our one character, Archer, that came in he is a vet, and he's dealt with, you know, what he's had to. And I think it's really important getting to see that, yes, while it may never go away, there are new chapters and there's new spaces to walk in, and it can get better. And I think that that's really important.
It's a ninth season of Chicago Med, and Jesse Schramm, of course, is Dr. Hannah Asher. And my only beef with the whole Chicago Med is that there's never been a hospital with that many good-looking people. Come on.
I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not going to go against it.
I mean, that's the hospital to go to, folks.
I mean, I want to be treated by all our doctors just for the spirit.
Right,
say.
Exactly. And
you know,
Jesse,
it's about your spirit as well and what you surround yourself with. And I feel like it's a very healing hospital.
You know, that's such a cool thing, too, because I think your family still lives in Chicago, right?
Yes, everyone's still here.
Oh, man. I mean, for them to be able to experience that with you, it's got to be such a treat for them, huh?
I mean, I feel like I obviously have hometown pride, but I've been living in Los Angeles for 20 years, so I'm coming back for this job. So to get to come back here, like, I've been away. So get to come back where when I was younger trying to work and always seeing the billboards of things, to get to come back here and be NBC's billboards means such a different thing than getting to be, you know, on Sunset Boulevard seeing something. But I would say, like, I obviously have a lot of pride getting to be on the show and being part of something that means so much to so many people and take a lot of responsibility with the role that I get to play. But I feel like the pride that my family gets to have is, like, so much more than what I get to carry, because, you know, they've been here and it's, they've stayed here the whole time. So it's my Chicago, but it's their Chicago.
So is your mom out on Michigan Avenue selling headshots of you?
Oh God, I wouldn't say no. I'm not, but she is a proud mom. And you know, I feel like in the past I used to be embarrassed. Now I'm like, this is so great.
Right. You got to embrace that, right?
Yes. And like the fact that it gives her so much happiness to, you know, to get to see that. And when I was younger, I mean, I used to work on Michigan Avenue. I played the original Kirsten in the American Girls Review from 18 to 13. So every day after school, my mom would drive me downtown. I'd get dropped off by the water tower and I'd go perform and then go to public school. Leave early, go back. So, I mean, it's especially for her and for me, like getting to work in Chicago, this is where the dream started. This is where the struggle and, you know, the work and discipline was created. And so it's a huge deal to get to be on a show like this in such a well-respected, successful show.
Absolutely. We're talking to Jesse Schramm here of the National Defense. And did you collect American Girl dolls?
We couldn't really afford them. So when I did, when I was performing, you know, my mom was able to get me that Kirsten doll. But up until then, that wasn't something that was kind of in our budget or role. So when I got to be Kirsten, because I used to have all the magazines and I would circle them. And, you know, it would just be that dream when you would circle the magazines. And so getting to be her kind of was my American Girl experience. And then I was almost too old to really enjoy the dolls anymore. But yeah,
right.
It was something that it was never in our budget, to be honest.
That's so funny. I got two daughters and we couldn't afford American Girl dolls either, but we just went into debt and got some. And then
and then
when my youngest daughter, she was really a little bit too old for American Girl dolls when I took her to the American Girl Doll Cafe in Chicago.
Yes.
And
experience is amazing.
Oh my gosh. And I thought this was going to be the best thing a dad's ever done for his daughter, but she was a little too old and she was a little bit embarrassed. So we ended up, they bring an American Girl doll out and sit her with you at the table. And we ended up just kind of making fun of the situation, which actually worked out better.
Oh my gosh. That's really sweet though. I actually think that, you know, obviously I'm guessing you wanted like, you know, your daughter being the princess memory kind of thing.
Right.
But I love that you guys were bonded over Oshi. That's really funny.
Hey, so you were in another one of my favorite shows, Nashville. Weren't you in Nashville?
Yes. We filmed in Nashville. I loved Nashville. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's a great city, and it's also it's a great show.
You know, when that pilot first came along, that first episode auditioning for it, I wanted that show so bad and it ended up going to Hayden. And then years later, when that came back around, it was like, you know, it was very kismet. And getting to go film there, getting to perform live with a band, you're recording with Buddy Miller, who's one of the greatest producers, and you're with all of the locals. Nashville, kind of like Chicago, really utilized the citizens.
Yeah.
They utilized culture in Nashville. And you were so immersed with everyone there and the talent in Nashville is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, act and do these crazy storylines that were kind of soapy, but really fun to do. You were also just so immersed in the actual Nashville scene. And Mark Colley used to, you know,
Mark Colley, sure.
Experience. Oh my gosh, he got to play my dad in it, and you know, hanging out with him. It was Lennon Stella was amazing. Charles Esten. Those were the actors that I mainly worked with on the show, and I couldn't have had a better experience. It was such a cool thing. And being a musician myself, it was so inspiring. It was really neat.
I wanted to ask you about your music. What kind of music?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm more of, I would say pop, but more singer-songwriter folk.
Ooh,
when I was younger, I used to do a lot of music here in Chicago. And then when I moved to Los Angeles, all the acting doors just kind of opened. So when it came to music, I was more utilizing it in roles like Nashville or Country at Heart on the Hallmark Channel. And I would use my original songs and things, but I never really went for it completely. And then recently I decided to make a Christmas album, and I'll be releasing a full album this year and released two songs last year. One was just, you know, that really upbeat, decorate the Christmas tree, throw up glitter everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other one was, for me, really personal. It was about the person that, you know, may not be feeling like they're meeting the expectations of the season and just kind of having a hug to that person's heart.
Oh man, that's going to be so cool. And that's coming out this Christmas?
Those two songs already came out, but they'll be reintroduced on the album that I'm making for this Christmas.
Jesse, you are great. I love talking to you. You are so good. And
I love talking to you.
So authentic and just down to earth. Thank you so much for the time and continued great success on Chicago Med.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.